to all of you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you.
Because the way you display yourself, you display yourself by the way your father acts. Now, however your father taught you, that's the way you should be displaying yourself. That is, that's your daddy, amen. And we're supposed to act like our daddy, amen. Or we're supposed to respect and honor our father. So when you go out before others, you need to be careful how you represent, because you are representing your father. See, people will look at you and determine how your father is by the way you act. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, if God was your father, amen.
Yes.
I would like for you to turn to St. John chapter 8. Amen. St. John chapter 8 and 39. Amen. But I want to talk about if God was your father, because sometimes I wonder who your daddy is. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Because I don't believe your daddy taught you that way, amen. I don't believe your daddy will want you to represent him that way, amen. So God was saying, if thou be your father and your Lord and your God, then where's my reverence? Are you reverence me by what you do?
Amen.
Amen. St. John chapter 8, verse 39. You see, if God was your father, you'd do the work of the father. Amen.
Yes.
Come on, amen. What does that say? St. John 8:39.
They answered and said to him,
uh-huh,
Abraham is our father.
They said Abraham was their father.
Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the work of Abraham.
So what's that? If Abraham was your father, then you would do the work of the father. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So he must not be your father because you're not doing the work of the father, amen? So we're supposed to be doing the work of the father. So Jesus said, if Abraham was your daddy, amen, you would be doing the work of Abraham, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. If Abraham was your daddy, you'd be doing the work of Abraham. Well, what was the work of Abraham? The Bible says that Abraham believed God, amen, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, amen. You see, if you believe that God was your father, you would do the work of your father. You wouldn't do your own work, but you would do the works of God.
Amen.
And see, too many times we're doing our own thing and not doing God's thing, amen. We're doing it our own way and not God's way. And when you start to do it your own way and not God's way, then you're not giving respect to the God that you said is your God.
Amen.
Come on. I said, if God was your daddy, amen, you do the works of your daddy, amen. Mm-hmm. If God was your father, amen, we would love one another, amen. If God was your father, amen. If God was your father, we would treat each other right, amen.
Amen.
That if God was your father, amen. If God was your father, amen, amen. We would give praise to God, amen. We would love God. We would do the work of God. We would love God's people. Because you can't say you love God and then don't love people.
Right.
So how can you say you love God and hate your brother? Well, you see, if God was your father, there wouldn't be no hate in your heart, amen. Because your fathers don't have no hate. All the things that the father has love in his heart, and we're supposed to have love in our heart. If God was your father, we wouldn't be jealous of one another.
Amen.
Are we all right? If God was your father, we wouldn't be talking about one another, amen? We wouldn't be gossiping. We wouldn't be going out gossiping. We wouldn't be doing the things that we do if God was your father. You would believe God, and when you believe God, you honor God. When you honor God, you give praise to God, amen? And so we are here to give praise to God. So if there's no honor, there must be honor to your father, amen? If God was your father, or if the man was your daddy, you'll listen to your daddy, amen? Praise God, amen. Amen. You listen to your daddy. You see, so many times now, people don't like to listen to their father. They don't like to honor their father and their mother, amen. But I let you know, if they're not honoring their father and their mother, even though they say that they're saved, even though they say that they've been delivered, but if God was your father, you wouldn't be doing that, amen.
Amen.
You wouldn't be saying, but you would be doing, amen. Just saying, amen. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So I've got to do the works of God in order to give honor to God. But if God was your father, you would be doing the works of God, amen. And when we look at, we say that we are men. Well, I'm the man. I'm the head of the house. If you're the head of the house, you would be taking care of your children.
Amen.
That is, God is your father, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You be paying your child support, amen?
Amen.
Amen. More than likely, it shouldn't be that way anyway, but you be paying your child support, amen?
Yeah.
Because God is your father, amen? You'll be doing what's right about your kids, amen? If God was your father, you would be instructing your children, amen?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be letting them go here. You wouldn't be letting them do that. You'll be telling them what is right in the sight of God, because you're giving honor to your father, and by giving honor to your father, you're trying to tell them and teach them and instruct them the way of the father so that they'll do even as the father has done. But if God was your father, you would be doing what you're doing. If God was your father, you wouldn't be caught in the clubs that night, amen. If God was your father, you wouldn't fornicate. You wouldn't adulterate, amen. You wouldn't be doing any of those things that if God was your father.
Amen.
Because our God, he's holy, amen. He's separate from sin, amen. And because he's holy and he's separate from sin, then if I'm going to do the works of my father, I must be separate from sin also, because I have to be holy even as he's holy, amen. And because I recognize that he's my father and I represent him, and if I don't do as he has done, then I must be representing somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes we represent that other daddy and not your real daddy, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever had somebody, you say, well, I wonder where they came from. Who children are they, amen? You ever seen those baby kids running around, amen?
Yeah.
And then you say, well, I wonder who's her mama. I wonder who's her dad. I wonder who's their daddy, because, you know, the way they represent the parent, you know, usually by what they do, tells what the mother and father is doing at home. You see,
mm-hmm.
The way they act in the street, amen, is usually a representation of what's going on at home, amen. But if God was your father, amen, you would chastise your children.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the Bible said, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, for whom the Lord loveth, he corrects it, amen. See, a father corrects his children, amen.
Amen.
Amen. A father don't listen to his children. The children listen to the father, amen. But today, I don't know what's going on today, that it seems like the parents are listening to the children rather than the children listening to the parent. But if God was your father, you would instruct your child the right way.
Amen.
You wouldn't allow them to go out and portray you in a different light, amen. You would instruct them. You would tell them, amen. And that's why the Bible said, train them up when they're young. So when they grow old, they won't depart from. But if you don't train them up and put something in their mind when they're young, then all of a sudden the devil takes control of their mind, and then they begin to generate their thoughts in their mind of the way they think things here. But how can a child have a choice except there'll be two sides?
Mm-hmm.
One man told me one time, he said that, I'm not going to make my children go to church. I'm going to wait till they grow up and they can make that decision on their own. A father wouldn't do that. A real daddy wouldn't do that. A real father wouldn't do that. You see, God puts his knowledge in us even when we're born. We have the knowledge of God. We might go in a different direction, but you're born with the knowledge of God. Somebody said, no, we're not born. They were, oh, yeah, it's in you. It's just covered up by sin, amen. God's ways has always been there, amen. That is why we don't have no excuse for what we do, because you know right from wrong even from birth. You know what's right and wrong. You're being taught that from birth. What's right and what's wrong, amen. But a real father would instruct his child the right way. He'd instruct them to follow God.
Amen.
That if God was his daddy, amen. Because, you see, fathers learn from fathers, amen.
Amen.
I had a young man tell me, well, I didn't have no daddy growing up. But I read what the scripture said, that he'll be a father to the fatherless, amen. Hallelujah. You see, if you weren't raised by your dad, if you have access to the word of God, we take the word of God and begin to use the word of God because the Father has already given us an example of who he is and what he does, and because of who he is and what he does, and then if you would do even as the Father has done, then you would be able to instruct your children the right way. Don't make no excuses that you didn't have no daddy, because God said, I'll be a father to the fatherless.
Amen.
You can't go around drinking and getting drunk and doing all the things you do and talking about you didn't have a daddy when God himself said he'll be a father to the fatherless.
Amen.
You just need to change daddies, that's all. Amen.
Amen.
See, you can't hold something against somebody all your life and never forgive them. Amen. If my father wasn't there, I had to forgive my father for not being there. I realized my daddy was ignorant, amen. Praise God, praise God. I realized my daddy didn't know what he was doing because God wasn't his father. You see what I mean? Because if God had been his father, he would have did the right thing, amen. And because God wasn't his father at the time, that was why he didn't do what he should have done, because God wasn't his father. Because every man that says God is his father, he does what the Father said do. And that's what Jesus said. I always do what my Father do. Amen.
Yeah.
I always say what my Father say. I don't do anything except I see my Father do. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. Amen.
Amen.
And if you are a father and he's your father, then you would do even as God does. Amen. Because what? You are a father now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. One thing about a father, amen. A father, he likes to protect his children. Aren't you glad that you got a protector, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
You protect your children. You see, I was there. I was there because I wanted to protect my children. Because I didn't want them to get into harm's way, amen. Because God is my father, amen. And because God was my father, I wanted to look out for my children's well-being also, amen. Aren't you glad that God looks out for your well-being? Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man. When you don't have nobody else to look out for you, God is always looking out for you. Amen. He's always on the throne. Amen. He's always ready to provide for you because a father provides for his children. Amen.
Yes, amen.
How can you say God is your father then you don't take care of your children?
Amen.
How can you call yourself a father?
Yes.
How can you call yourself a father when you left your children, amen? Huh? You deserted them, amen. Aren't you glad that God doesn't desert us, amen? You see, we got a father that will never desert you, amen. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age, amen. And not only that, I give you my spirit and put it on the inside of you, and my spirit will work to you and accomplish this goal, amen. Aren't you glad that you got a father that is watching out for you and watching over you and there to provide and meet all of your needs according to your riches and glory? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad to have a daddy like that? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That when you call, when you ask anything, he said, you ask me anything, I'll give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to give you what you don't need. I'm not going to give you what I know that you're not ready for. Amen. But whatever you ask me in my name, my Father's name, he said, he'll give it to you because he's a father to you and he's going to give you what's best for you, not for what's worse.
Amen. That's right.
See, he's not going to allow me to have something that might destroy me. He's always going to give me his best, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? God always gives you the best. Amen.
Amen.
He don't want, you know, you're asking for something that you know you can't handle right now. Why would a real father give you something that you can't handle?
Right. Amen.
Why won't let you take this car out and I know you can't drive? Now go get your license so you drive my car. I don't care who you are. You got your license, you can drive. I don't care, you know. All you got to do is show me your piece of paper. I'll look at you and say, you got some license? And yeah, all right, you can drive. But if you don't have no license, don't know how to drive, you can't have my car. No, you can't be driving my car. Amen.
Amen.
Because you might not be able to handle. You might not be able to handle it. Aren't you glad that God won't give you something that you can't handle? Huh? That's what a daddy don't put no more on their children than they can handle. Amen. Hallelujah. He won't put too much load on them, amen. You won't load your children down with a lot of care, amen. But you will carry the cares of your children. You see, I carried the cares of my children when they was growing up, amen. And it looked like I'm carrying it since they grown up.
Amen.
but whatever they had need of, amen, I tried to provide it because what? God is my father, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God is your father? Amen. That he provides for you. He meets your need. I met their need. I didn't give them everything they want, but I always told them I meet their need.
Amen.
When you grow up, you buy what you want. But I'm going to give you what you need. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
You can buy what you want. Amen. I buy what you need. But what you want, you got to grow up and get what you want. Amen. I'm only here to provide your need. Hallelujah. And so God said, I'll meet all of your needs. Amen. I give you love when you need it. Amen. I give you joy when you need it. I give you peace when you need it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I give you comfort when you need it. Amen. I'm there to meet all of your needs. Whatever you need to come to me and ask. And if you ask, it shall be given. If you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, that you will find. God said, I'm always here as a father for you when you call on me.
Amen.
I'll never turn my back on you. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm always with you, amen. I walk beside you, amen. Amen. I carry you sometimes, amen. When you see that you can't walk, I carry you, amen. You see, that's what a real father does. And if a father is not doing that for their children, God must not be your father.
Amen.
God wasn't your father, amen. You see, we got a lot of people, amen, when we say we got fathers, amen. You got to nourish. He nourishes them. Amen. He watch over them. Keep them calm. He takes care of his wife. Takes care of his family. Amen. Amen. He don't go out there and get a lot of babies and then leave them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We got too many men and left home. Too many men and not what he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Amen. God must not be your father because you would be there with your children. Amen. You would be there to take care of them. Amen. And watch out for them. You'll be there to meet their need. We got even fathers don't even want to pay child support of the child that they begot. Amen.
Amen.
And they don't want to take care of them.
Right.
Hallelujah. You see, God must not be his father because if God was his father, he would take care of what he begets.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
How can you continue to say God is your father and then you don't take care of your children?
Amen.
You're not representing God right. Misrepresentation. You see, what's going on even today, we got a lot of misrepresentation of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're saying that God is something that he's not, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God is there for you.
Amen.
But I don't know what it is, be that God is for me, amen. If God is for me, he said, who can be against me, amen. And if God is on my side, amen, he's more than the whole world against me, amen. I don't know why men can't stand up and be men today. That God put the men in charge, but he don't take hold of his household. He's not acting like God, amen. God must not be his father, amen. I'm talking about if God was your father, amen. What you would do if God was your father, amen. St. John 8 and 42, verse 42, amen. Listen to what it says here. Jesus said unto them,
if God was your father,
what did Jesus say? If God was your father,
you would love me.
You would love Jesus.
I proceed forth and came from God.
I came from God.
Nor have I come by myself.
I didn't come on my own.
But he sent me.
But he sent me. You see, I don't understand how people can say they don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I only believe in Jehovah. How can you say you just believe in Jehovah? God must not be your daddy. If God was your daddy, then you would believe in Jesus. Because even in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, I believe what it said, Moses said, the Father is going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Him shall you hear. If God said that and you don't believe that, how can God be your father? That's why Jesus said, if God was your father, you would believe the word of God. But you're going around claiming that God is your father, but you don't believe in his son, you must be serving the wrong daddy. Hallelujah. If Isaiah 96 unto us, the son is given, he shall be called Emmanuel. Mean God in man. And here you are reading the book of Isaiah, which you say is the prophecy. It's prophecy that God said something that God said he was going to do. And then when he shows up and you don't believe in him, how can you say God is your father if you don't believe in his son?
Yeah.
A son is given. When God said that a virgin was going to conceive and bring forth a son. And his name was going to be called Jesus or Emmanuel, amen. His name was going to be called Emmanuel. And then if you don't believe that, how can you say God is your father? Because if you said you believed in God, you would believe what God said. It shows that you don't believe what God said because even though God wrote it in the old and it came to pass in the new, and if you can't accept that, then God is not your father.
Amen.
Read on down. We're going to just read the next verse then. While I'm there, amen.
Why do you not understand my speech?
Well, why you don't understand what I'm saying? If God was your father, you understand what I'm saying.
Because you are not able to listen to my word.
Yeah, you're not able to listen to it. Somebody can talk you into something where you can't listen to the word of God. God must not be your father because a child should hear his father's instruction, right? A child would hear his father's instruction. They should. Praise God. Read on.
You are of your father, the devil.
You are of your father, the devil. You see, God must not be your father. Your father is of the devil. What verse is that? St. John 44. Hey, but see, you must be of the devil if you can't believe that God sent his son into the world. And the word of God says that he did it. God must not be your father. You must be of the devil because it's only the devil that is the one don't want God to have a son because he lost his spot because God had a son. Hallelujah. Because the son gets the inheritance, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, the Bible says that if a man has a servant born in his house and has no son, then it's the servant will become the man's son and get the inheritance. Hallelujah. And so the devil don't want God to have a son. They didn't want God to have a son because, you see, he was a servant, amen. And because he was the servant, if God hadn't had a son, then the inheritance would have went to him, amen. Praise God. But because God had a son, he lost his inheritance. And even today, he's still trying to keep you from believing that God had a son.
Amen.
So you must be of your father, the devil. I know the devil must be your father because of the way you act. Amen. You wouldn't be getting drunk if God was your father. Amen. You wouldn't be no drunkard. Amen. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say? You wouldn't be at the club shaking if God was your father. Amen. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say? Amen. You wouldn't be carrying on all that foolishness that you carry on if God was your father. Amen. You see, your father must be the other guy. Amen. Come on. I'm talking about the father, the devil. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Amen. So your father must be of the other guy. Amen. See, things you won't do because you respect the father. You know, there's a lot of things I wouldn't do because I had respect. You know what I mean? Just because I respect it, amen. You know, I might go hide and do it, but I wouldn't do it in front of him anyway, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say? But in front of him, I wouldn't do it, amen. But God sees us all the time, amen. Everything you see, God sees. Amen. So how can you hide anything from God? He sees what you see. He knows what you know. He thinks along with when you think, amen. He go where you go. He's all around you. He's there watching over you. Even when you sleep, he's there. How can you hide anything from God? So there should be some things that you don't do.
Amen.
Because God is your Father. There should be some places you shouldn't go because God is your Father. Amen. Amen. There should be some things that shouldn't come out of your mouth if God is your Father. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. I don't know how, you know, we're living in this world now, and I don't know how is it that you can look at my color and separate yourself from me because of my color when there's only one race on the earth. And then you call God your father. How can God be your father and you preaching hate in the church? How can you say you're a KKK preaching hatred, separation, lynching people, killing people, and then you turn around and say God is your father? Well, something wrong with your doctrine somewhere. Your father must be the devil.
Line muted.
It was your father. You couldn't be standing in the pulpit preaching hate.
Amen.
You couldn't be preaching separation. You couldn't be doing all those things. But you see, it just makes me wonder that who really is your daddy? You look at my color and hate me for my color. Or I hate you for your color, amen. I hate you because of where you came from, amen. See, somebody has missed God somewhere. God must not be their father because only the devil divides and separates and subtracts. Amen. And then you are dividing and separating and subtracting. God must not be your father. And if we're here to celebrate Father's Day, then you need to repent, whoever you are. God must not be your daddy. See, the Bible said, let your light so shine that other men might see your good works, that you might glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. The way we embrace one another, the way we love one another, if we all say that we're one and we're one body, we can't embrace one another. You can't embrace you can't embrace the guy that's hungry. You can't embrace the guy that has no home. You can't embrace the guy that don't have no clothes. You can't embrace somebody that's broke. Amen.
Amen.
Turn your nose up at them. If you don't like the way they smell, then take them to a motel and get them a bath.
Yes.
If God was your father. Because God saw that we stunk. Amen. He saw that we were sinful. Amen. He saw we were down in the gutter. Amen. And he came all the way from heaven. Amen. Down here in the cesspool of sin. He came down here and got into sin with us. Amen. And took upon himself all of our sins so that we could be saved. And when you was down, the Father lift you up, and now you are not acting like your daddy because you see other people need to be lifted up and you won't even help them.
Amen.
I mean, if God was your father, amen. We're celebrating Father's Day, amen. But I'm just talking about if God was your father, amen. The example of God will be manifested in your life that if God is your father. So you're either manifesting the life of God or you're manifesting the life of the devil. If you're killing, stealing, destroying, fornicating, adulterating, lasciviousness, homosexual, how can God be your father? Oh, hallelujah. I ain't gonna get on that. Amen. How can God be your father and you're doing abomination against your father? Mm-hmm. You know your father despised that, amen. Your father despised. I mean, how can you be doing something that is despicable to your father and then you continue to do it and say that you're right? God must not be your father. Because if God was your father, you wouldn't be doing that. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Am I right about it? Amen. You wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing if God was your father. You see, you must be of your father, the devil, because you don't believe on whom the Father sent, or you don't believe the word that God sent. God sent his word, amen. And if you don't believe your Father's word, then you don't believe in the Father, amen. So God sent his word to heal us. God sent his word to save us. God sent his word to correct us. But even though the word comes, and then you won't receive that correction, God must not be your father.
Amen.
When you knew he was your daddy, you wouldn't glorify him as your daddy. And you became vain in your thinking.
Amen.
Vain in your thinking. Amen. It's a mind thing, amen. Huh? See, it determines who your daddy is. Is either you of your father the devil or you of your father in heaven, amen.
Amen.
By what you do. That's why Jesus said, if God was your father, you would do the works of his father. If Abraham was your daddy, you would do the works of Abraham, amen. But because he's not your father, this is why you do the works of the devil. Read on.
It says, because you are your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do.
Your desires is to do what your father do. Oh, hallelujah. The reason you want to do it because you're doing the desires of your daddy. So you know, normally what it is, you know, when a child looks at the parents, and they see what the parent is doing, and then normally they're going to usually end up doing most of the things the parents do, amen? And so if you're looking at your parent, then you're going to have a desire to do what your parent did, amen? And see, the reason you have such desires to go act like you act and do what you do is because you ain't changed daddies yet.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Are you with me today?
Amen.
You got to change that. You got to make up your mind, amen. You got to make a decision to follow the real daddy, amen, because that's a fake daddy over there, because if he was your daddy, he wouldn't be trying to kill you. If he was a good daddy, he wouldn't be stealing from you, amen. If he was your daddy, he wouldn't be putting you in bondage, amen. If he was your daddy, he wouldn't be doing all the stuff that he's doing to you that lets you know you must have the wrong daddy.
Amen.
You acting like your daddy is why you're doing it, amen. And God said, I've forgiven you of your sin, amen.
Amen.
So you don't have to act like your dad. I separated you from your other daddy to give you a new daddy, amen. Praise God. I separated you from the old family and gave you a new family, amen. I separated you from the old way of doing things to a new way of doing things. And if you do it my way, amen, that is the only way you can get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. So he gave you a way to be able to get to the Father.
Amen.
Because in past times, you couldn't get there, but now he's made a way through the blood of Jesus for you to enter into the most holy place so that you can obtain present help in the time of need. But if God was your Father, you would be striving to get to the Father rather than sitting back doing what the devil tells you to do.
Amen.
That is if God was your father, amen. All these things we're doing in the world today, we wouldn't be doing if God was our father. And if we were a nation, if we call this a nation under, this can't be a nation under God. If it was a nation, it never has been. If this was a nation under God, amen, we wouldn't be separated from one another.
Amen.
The rich man wouldn't have all the money and the poor has nothing, amen. We wouldn't be that kind. We'll have one law for everybody, amen. There would be one standard for everybody, amen. That if this nation said that God was this father, this nation would be doing what it's doing, all the stuff that's going on in the world today, it wouldn't be going on if God had been the father of it.
Amen.
And so stop lying when you come and say this nation was founded under God. You are a liar. You will see everybody equal if it had been under God. You will see everybody the same if it was under God. There will be one of everything. But it's not. Hatred, separation, depredation, bondage, oppression. Calling evil good and good evil, amen. Trying to get you to say something that you know ain't true. If you don't say it, that we're going to call that a hate crime. That couldn't be God. God says sin is sin, no matter who's it in, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. I say sin is sin, no matter who is in,
amen.
But if God was your father, there wouldn't be no sin in you. Because God came to get it out of you, amen. He came to cleanse you and to wash you, amen. But if God was the father, amen. I'm just trying to say, if God was the father, amen, of these things, amen. Read on, sister.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
He was a murderer from the beginning. Now here you are saying God is the father. You're a murderer from the beginning.
Yep.
You found it something. How you going to find something that somebody's already here? I'm going to go out there and find your car, sister. I'm going out there and say, I'm going to get in your car and say, I found this car. And you're going to say, well, I bought it, though. No, but I found it. Well, that ain't true. Yes, that is. It has to be true. Ain't that what they put in the history books? That Columbus discovered America? And he came over and took it over because he found it? Well, somebody was already had it. No, but he found it, though. That made it his. Come on, this nation, God can't be this nation's father. Can't be. Amen. They found it a lie. Amen. God found it. Just go and say you took it. That'll be more sensible with it.
Amen.
Don't say you found it. That can't say you stole it or you took it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stop saying that you founded it. You didn't find nothing. It was already here. How are you going to find something that was already there? It was never lost in the first place. Amen?
Right.
Come on. You are of your father. Read that again. You are of your father. The what?
You are of your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the desires of your father you want to do.
And the desires of the father, that's what's wrong with you. See? I know who you are by the things that you do. You still sitting around partying, all that, you know. You're doing the desires of your father, amen. And but you're calling him your God, though, amen. See, you're calling him your God. But if God was your father, you would do even as the father does. You would love your children, amen. You would protect them. You would teach them. You would care for them. You wouldn't have all these bastards out here. And the reason that the world going into destruction today, amen, is because of all these bastards out here. Now, what about, you know what I'm trying to say. Somebody that's without a father. Huh?
Explain.
I'm just trying to say, not calling nobody that, but I'm just explaining what it is. It'd be called, if God was your father, amen, You see, the reason the world is messed up today because the man didn't step up to the plate.
Right.
Amen. He didn't step up to take care of what he got. And he just left him out there, amen. And so now the sons don't know how to be men because they was raised by their mama. That's why everything becomes so feminine now, because the women raised them. They didn't have no daddy in their life.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And that's why all this havoc, because the young men are going out trying to find themselves, amen. And if they can't, and because they don't know who they are, they're trying to find themselves. The reason they join a gang, because they want to belong to something, amen. They want to belong to somebody, amen. And the reason they go out and try to make themselves a reputation, because they're trying to become somebody, amen. Because they didn't have no daddy, and more than likely, the daddy was drunk. He was on drugs, amen. He was strung out. He was over in somebody else's house taking care of the other house and wasn't taking care of his own house, amen. And that is why the children are the way they are today. The reason we become such a feminine nation, because there's no daddy in the house.
Amen.
The mama became the daddy. And then all of a sudden, she don't yield to anything either, because the mama never yield to anybody, because there wasn't no father in the house.
Amen.
And you wonder why they like that, amen. No daddy, amen. And this is Father's Day. We said we celebrate. But if you don't change your life and cause God to be your daddy, amen, you got the wrong daddy, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you're not taking care of your children, you got the wrong daddy, amen.
Amen.
You're not paying your child support and trying to get away from your child support, you got the wrong daddy, amen. Praise God. You got the wrong daddy, amen. If you just want to go to bed with somebody and ain't ready to marry nobody, you ain't ready for no dad fatherhood.
Amen.
If you just want sex and no responsibility, that ain't no fatherhood, amen.
Amen.
When God brought something into the world, he took responsibility for what he brought in the world. Even though when it's messed up, he still took responsibility and came down and gave his own life.
He did.
Still that he can save them, amen.
Amen.
I'm just talking about if God was your father, amen. You go pick up your son and talk to him, amen. Even though he might be, and even though y'all might be divorced, you'll go get your daughter. You'll go talk to your son, amen. Because if you're a real daddy, amen, you'll do that kind of stuff, amen. You'll make sure your child has been trained in the right way. Train them up in the way. You'll make sure you do all those things. That if God is your daddy now, but if God is not your father, I understand why you're not doing it. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
See, we can understand a lot when we see something going on. If it ain't happening, they got the wrong daddy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Then they might need to go take a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
I had that to happen to me. I said, I ain't your daddy. They said, let's take a DNA test. Yeah, I guess you are. Amen. If you're not acting the way the family acts, maybe you need to go take a DNA test. Because we all supposed to be of one blood. Is that right? Somebody said, well, we're going to follow Jesus' DNA. And we're going to see who his family was. I said, you might be able to trace Jesus' DNA through his mother, but you won't be able to trace it through his father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, we got some special DNA in God, amen, that nobody got that kind of DNA, because it's even said in your DNA, they have already proved that God has this name written in your DNA to say that you belong to him and he belongs to you. I say God knows how to do things. God can take the machine and still prove who he is. It's written in your DNA. God, Father. I want to say to you today, if God is your father, amen, you need to come on back and start doing the thing that God does, amen. Come on back and be the teacher. Come on back and be the provider. Go back to your wife, amen. If you don't go back to your wife, go take care of your children anyway, amen.
Amen.
If y'all can't make it together, go take care of your children. Don't stop being a father, amen. And then if you didn't have no daddy, he'll be a father to you, amen. We need to get back. We need to get back involved with the family, amen. Get back involved with your children. If you separated from your children, get back involved with them. Be a father in their life. Be a father in your daughter's life to let your daughter know you are still a woman, baby. You can never be a man. Hallelujah. You don't have no genitals. Or you don't have none of that. You don't have, what's that other thing? You don't have no prostrate, baby. You can't never get no prostrate. You can't get no genital. And no matter what they sew on or hang on, your daddy needs to tell you who or what a man is. You see, your problem is you don't know who your daddy is, your problem. And you need to get saved today. Now, God said in his word that if you would just believe, God said if you would just believe, amen, if you would just believe, amen, if you would just believe God, amen, God said you can change daddies. Even though Satan might be your daddy, you can change daddies.
Yes, right.
He said if you just die, be born again. He says you become born again, you can swap daddies, amen. You can get rid of the old man and put on the new man, amen. If you would just believe that Jesus died and rose again, amen, and that Jesus was the Son of God that was sent from God, and if God is your Father, you can accept that. Now, if you can't accept that, then you still got the wrong daddy. If you can't accept Jesus as Savior, you got the wrong daddy, amen. But he said if you would believe that Jesus died and rose again, you can be saved. That he'll transform you from the old and transform to you something to the new, amen. He'll make you different than who you are now if you would just accept Jesus. Now, what do you mean that accepting Jesus? Now, a lot of times we say, well, I don't see no man in the sky. If you would just believe what God did through in the word, you have just accepted Jesus. So if you would believe that, you can pray with me right now. Father, I believe that Jesus died and that he rose again. I believe that he shed his blood for the remission of my sin. So now, Father, I'm asking you, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and live in me, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for coming into my life and guide me and lead me in the way that I should go. And I give you thanks for doing it in Jesus' name. It's not hard to be changed. It's not hard to get a new father, a real father. Because the devil, he's just going to kill and steal and destroy. He's bringing destruction in your life. But we have a God that will lead us and guide us into the truth. We have a God that will take care of us. See, God is able to make things happen. He don't have to wait on something to happen. He can make things happen, amen. Hallelujah. He can give you bread when you're hungry. He can have somebody to feed you or give you what you need when you need it, amen. Praise God. God works through men, amen. A lot of time we're waiting on the pie to drop out the sky, but there's no pie in the sky, amen. God is right here with us. He said he was in us to lead and guide us. Let the men become real fathers. Go back and take charge.
Line unmuted.
God didn't have it for women to lead to men. He never made it that way. We need leaders to get back in their place again, amen. That's what the man does, amen. The man is the head of the house, amen. Men need to take leadership of their house again, amen. Men need to take leadership of the house of God again, amen. Yeah, hear what I say. Men need to take leadership of the house of God again. Men need to take leadership of their life again, amen. And so if God is your father this morning, serve him, honor him. Lift them up, baby. Be an example. Let everybody else see that you belong to God. Amen. And so I give praise for it today. Amen. Thank y'all for listening to me today. Amen. But I want God, Your God is your Father. Serve him. I'll see y'all next week in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. It's time to give now. Amen. It's time to give. And everybody that wants to give, if God is your Father, you'll give. Amen. Because the Father is a giver. He gave his life. He gave all he had. Because he's a giver. Amen. And then if you're not a giver, then God is not your daddy. That's as simple as that, amen. So all that want to give. How do we give, Prevost?
We can go to Cash App. And on Cash App, we go to, we just type in our email address, CavChurchINC@gmail.com. You can type it in on Cash App, or you can type it in on PayPal, and it will take you directly to where you can give online, and you can put your notation, whether it's for your tithes or your offering, or just simply a love offer, and that's how you do it right there. Praise God.
Amen. 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 If you like to give, CashApp.com. Cash App at Tell Church Incorporated, Tell Church Inc. You can give, or you can give through PayPal at Tell Church Inc. And whatever you give, we appreciate what you give. And if God is your Father, you'll give. Because I'm not going to beg nobody, amen. Because God takes care of me. And so give even as your Father say give. Amen. Amen. Any testimonies today? Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to thank God for being here today. We give him all praise and honor. For he is my Father. I said, my Father has left. But I have a memory of my Father. And how he took care of us. That, you know, we never went hungry. God would have shelter over our head. We had clothes. Might not be what we wanted, but we had clothes. That's it. And I just thank God for my Father. And I thank God for my Heavenly Father. And I thank God for my children's Father. That's the best congregation.
Amen.
He is still a great Father, because he took care of them then little, and he takes care of them now, because some of them still live in our household. So, you know, so
thank you,
Jesus. I just want to give him, you know, his props today, you know, because he was a good Father, and I just thank him for being a good Father to our children.
Amen.
And I want to thank God for all the fathers out there. True fathers, they are taking care of their children. And like I said, this is y'all day, and I'm going to get y'all props. And I want to thank God for that being here another day, for having strengthened my body to get up and move around. And I just want to thank God for being God. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Ray.
Well, this is Pastor Job here. This is Pastor Job. And I just want to thank God for another day. Thank God for my children. Thank God for my Heavenly Father being who he is and been to me, kept me when I was serving the other Father for 40 years. God brought me out of darkness and to the marvelous light. And I just want to give God to pray. Thank God for Pastor Page. You know, Pastor Page is a good man. And I just thank God for, you know, knowing Pastor Page. I haven't physically seen him, but I feel like I'm a page. That's why I feel like I'm a page. And I just thank God for Page. And And I've been praying that Sister Paige better treat Pastor Paige right, or we ain't get no oxtails or nothing. And I just want to thank God for the Paige family. The Paige family is a good family. You always hear good, you know, loving family in the background. And you know, and Paige don't hide nothing. You know, we all go through something. And sometimes we just want to put a bomb under each other's seat, but we still love each other. And we just thank God for the fathers out there and, you know, that's trying to and striving their best to be fathers to their kids. And I got 7 sons. That's not easy. So I got 7 personalities to deal with. And I got sons 6'4 and 6'5. And but they know I knock fire from them, though. But I thank God for they being respectable kids and they're not dead and then they're not in trouble. And so I just thank God that, you know, a lot of them went to, I got one went to college and graduated from the most, one of the most prestige college in the country for engineering. And so I thank God for that. And my other boys is doing well. And so I just got a lot to be grateful for. And thank God for my grandsons. And I'm around to help raise them too. And thank God for all the men up in the church today, Elder Prevost and Brother Tommy and any other brothers up in there that's fathers on today. And so we just thank God. We just thank God for our Heavenly Father. And that is a good thing to be on the side of the Lord. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Anybody else, amen.
I had a testimony 2 years ago. My mother and father died in the same year. And I had been, at that time, I think I had been about maybe 3-4 years at the time. And I could never get my father, he was actually my stepfather, but I could never get him to come hear me preach. And I wanted him to come hear me preach. But I could never get him to come hear me preach. But then my mother passed away. And since he had never heard me preach, he was like, I wanted to preach my mama's funeral, but he was like, I don't know if you can do it, son. Da, 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 da. So he said, okay, look, we're going to give you 2 minutes. Before the pastor come up and do the eulogy, we're going to give you 2 minutes. I said, okay. So I sat there, I studied for that whole week, got ready for my 2 minutes. And I got up and I did my 2 minutes. And after I did the 2 minutes, like, everybody was clapping. Like everybody was clapping. Everybody started catching the spirit or whatever. And I sat down. When I sat down, I looked over my dad. He looked over at me, he smiled, and he nodded his head. Like, give me his approval or whatever.
Hey, man.
And then the pastor got up and said, well, he should have did the eulogy, but that didn't matter when he said that. After that, I don't care if TDJ could have came down and said, this is up. I don't care. My dad just looked at me and gave me the nod. And that's just my testimony. I was looking at the other day. I was like, I wonder why that's on my mind. But his birthday, his Father's Day is all in this same month. So that's why it was running through my mind, because he was on my mind. So
Amen. That
was my testimony. I made my dad proud right before he died.
Amen. Amen. It's good to have the Father's approval. That's one of the things, having the Father's approval. And you don't realize how blessed that is when you got your father's approval or your parents' approval. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Let's stand there. We're going to be dismissed. Amen. We thank God. Oh, y'all didn't take the offering up?
Yeah.
Praise God. Y'all got something to say? Tiffany, Kenya, man, Gina.
Say, oh, Father, I thank God for my father. I didn't have birth, but I didn't. I will say that I am blessed to have a father, as I say every year, that provides, that is there, that listens, that I don't have any like other issues. I can even say there's no I didn't go through abandonment issues or any of those sort of things that some kids go through, or him making a decision to not, walk out on his family and then end up having father issues. So I say that I'm blessed, and I thank God for him. And even though he may drive me crazy sometimes,
you say the same thing last year.
Continues to drive me crazy. But at the end of the day, I love you very, very, very much. I thank you for all the sacrifices that you made for me and my siblings. I couldn't ask for a better father. So I just thank God for you. Well, happy Father's Day to you. Just know that, like I said, you didn't do anything wrong to me. I don't ever feel any kind of way about you. I appreciate you every day. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. That means a whole lot to me, Gina. You might not know it.
Happy Father's Day to my dad. For anything, so the words may not have came out well if you knew how he was feeling. I love being a grandfather, and I can do that. And he has been a great example of husband and all that you can do. And he does it. He was very sustaining. Sometimes, he's a man. but he definitely shown us that, and we are very giving people. And he does not lose anyone. He loves everyone. And
thank you.
That example of he would be the shirt off his back and his last dollar.
Amen.
So,
thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I want to thank God for Brother Tommy. Amen. Ever since we came over here, Tommy came. He's always been here to help. Whatever you need him to do, he's ready to do it. And I know sometimes, things go the other way, but he's always been here to support me ever since we've been here. And I want you to know that means a lot to me. And, well, Pastor, if you need something, call. You know where I am. Pastor, if you need this done, let me know. And he's always been there. And I just want to say I appreciate you, Tommy, as being a man. And no matter where somebody else tried to take you or what somebody else may have said about me, you've always been there for me. And so today I want to come say thank you for being the man that you are, always ready to support. And so I bless God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Pugo. You've always been around. I know we don't talk all the time or don't talk much, or you don't call me, I don't call you much, but I want to know I appreciate you and your wife. And from this time on, I'm going to give my accolades now to say thank y'all for the support. Y'all been very supportive of me, and no matter who else went anywhere else, y'all have always been here. And so may God bless you and your family and your household, and may your children be blessed, and may they rise up and be all that God wants them to be. And I give thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, daughter. I can't call your name. But anyway, thank you, baby. You've always, ever since Gina brought you here, you've been very supportive when you was here. You beat us here most of the time, always on time, always been here. and you've been very supportive. Even she brought you, but you're more faithful than she is. And so I am going to do that. I'm not trying to provoke her to anger, but I'm just trying to say how much I thank her for being who she is and being supportive. And I want her to know I thank her for being supportive of me. She's been here. She's always here. If she's gone out of town, she let us know. She's been like a daughter. And I want to thank you also today for being so supportive. And I always going to have a tithe or whatever she gets. She always going to give. And I praise God for that because, you know, sometimes you just need faithfulness sometimes. You might not need nothing from you, people, but you just need support sometimes. Mm-hmm. And support goes a long way in your life because everybody want to know that somebody is behind them, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what else. And so we've been here. When I come here, first time we come, it was me, Beck, and we're the only three here. She said, oh, I'm coming. I'm showing up. And that shows how faithful and supportive she is because I know she can go somewhere else. She don't have to drive as far as she don't feel like it. But come here to support me. And excuse me. Thank you. I got to quit now, because I'm not emotional. I'm not emotional. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God and the people of God. And thank you for the blessing upon them, oh Lord. And Lord, may we be fathers like you directed us to be. And Lord, the things that we don't know, Lord, may we learn them and try to be like you. And Lord, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth, now and forevermore. We're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, bless the offering. Return to those who gave 30, 60, and 100 fold. And we thank you for all blessings in Jesus' name. And may all your needs be provided. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, I stopping the sun. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but under Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die. But ain't no one stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it. You ain't gon' wonder how you keep it nice. Only do it. I yes, you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only His grace. Only do it. He said He would.
So I trust Him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let Him know where I'm from. Don't pick me to repent. Cause He's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody's hurting.
I'm here with the Lord. Ain't it for my weaknesses?
But they're always on time.
Come and get your breakthrough. Cause I'm gonna get higher.
Only do it. You said you would.
Fight your battles for you. Ain't gonna wonder how you keep it nice.
Only do it.
I yes, you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that. Turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. Cause He gon' show up just like He did the last time. And the last time. And the last time. I know, I know, I know.
All times.